Hi, this is Doug with the Emotional Affair Journey, and today we want to share with you a brief recording that we did a while back where Linda and I discuss the loss of trust and the effects that it had on her after my affair was discovered, and how she lost and then ultimately restored the trust in herself. So hopefully you'll get some value from this, and here it is.
Before D-Day, I had a pretty good control of my life. I was confident and comfortable with who I was and with my relationship with you, even though, you know, there was some things that we needed to improve and work on. I felt that the love between us was there. I felt comfortable in my job and as a mother and just basically in the world around me. And at D-Day, everything just exploded and changed. And as I was saying this morning, it was almost like, as I said, well, how do I say this? When I was small, I spent a lot of time at my grandparents' house. And when I look back at those memories, I know I can see what the people look like, how they acted, the good times that we had. Everything is imprinted in my mind. And if D-Day was like, if I would go back and view the whole old home movies, everything would have been different. The house would have looked different. The relationships between my grandparents and the people around me, the way they acted towards me, would be totally different from what I had ingrained in my brain and in my heart. And that is the way I felt when you started telling me all these things about your feelings for me and about our marriage and about our history. Because during an affair, most of the time the cheater will rewrite the entire history of your relationship. So that put my whole life off balance, and I didn't trust my instincts, how I viewed you and my life, our marriage. And so it was almost like there was just like a bomb went off of my head. And we had been together for so long, and I trusted that you were telling me the truth. And so I began, you know, I believed that maybe we didn't love each other. Why did we get married? All those things. And so I lost trust in myself, not knowing if I had the insight or viewed people the way I thought I did. And so I lost trust in everything around me, and I think the most part in myself. And so I felt that I needed to, I guess I didn't know who I was. And that's a really hard thing to live with.
So you went, you all of a sudden had this completely different view of, or perception of our whole life together, basically, at that point. And then you were not able to basically have confidence in your decision making and that type of thing. Is that fairly accurate?
Right. I didn't have confidence that I was making good judgments. It's hard to articulate what you feel, but it's almost like you have lost your memory in your mind, and you can't remember anything.
And it affected you, mentally as well as physically, that was a pretty rough stretch there. But let's focus now more on what you were able to do to reestablish that trust in yourself. And as we were discussing here before we got on this phone call, we have pretty much determined, at least in our opinion, that it's necessary to rebuild trust in yourself before you can rebuild trust in your spouse. And over the last few days on the blog, it's been kind of interesting that I've been having some communications back and forth with some people that were having some issues, and it's like they've never heard of trusting yourself. You know, why do you need to trust yourself? You know, what is that? You know, so let's talk a little bit now about what you're able to do, things that you did to, you know, help you rebuild that trust in yourself so that you could then move on to, you know, rebuild trust in me.
Okay. And as you said, I think it was something that I never thought about, that I wasn't trusting myself. I just knew I had this feeling of just floating up in the air and not knowing what to do, where to go. And until we started these talking about trust, I didn't put a label on it. And now I understand what those feelings were. And I think, I guess, one of the most important things that I did is just start going back into my routine of my life before I found out about the affair. I started doing the things that I used to do. For a long time, I questioned, did I spend too much time on my job? Did I spend too much time cleaning the house with the kids? What did I do wrong? And so I stopped doing so many of the things that were part of our life beforehand and a part of me. So I think that the most important thing I did was I started where I felt the most confidence was going back and focusing on my job. I had put that
you kind of answered my question, and I was going to ask you, what did that do for you? So that basically that helped you to get back some of your self-confidence.
Some of my self-confidence and just putting in the routine and, you know, figuring out that it was okay to do that. You know, I gave myself permission, and then I realized, you know, you're still here. We're still doing okay. And it just, you know, gave me the security to then move on to other areas that I had questioned beforehand.
Okay. All right. So first step was to start to do things that you knew you could do well, and getting back to things that you used to do.
Getting back to the routine. Started thinking about our life and thinking about the good memories. So many times we would have a great weekend, and afterwards I would just lose it. I would feel so insecure, and the great weekends were almost like deja vu to me. Those great weekends were weekends that we had experienced before the affair. Some of the similar things that we did, some of our interactions, and that scared me because I thought, well, if it wasn't okay then, why is it okay now? And is it okay to act that way or feel that way? And so I needed to become comfortable knowing that how we were before the affair was okay, that we had good times, and that the majority of our life together was very intimate, and we communicated, and we were best friends, and to bring that confidence back. So I think celebrating the times that you're having now, but also celebrating the times that you had in the past and talking about them. You know, like, okay, we used to do this, and that was fun. And because, you know, on D-Day, as the cheater rewrites history, they can't remember many good times about their marriage and about their spouse. And when you ask them, when I asked you while you were in the fog, you really couldn't think about things that were great about us. And I know I spent a lot of time trying to tell you those things, and that really didn't make much effect. But I hope as the fog lifted and we started doing things that you remembered, like, oh yeah, we used to do that. And that also helped you bring back our history.
Right. So also, like, in your own mind, you were kind of separating fact from fiction and then justifying to yourself that, you know, hey, that was okay. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. And,
right.
And, you know, that was good. So, okay.
One of the most important things is trusting your gut. And I had lost trust in my instincts and my gut. And once you start getting a little confidence in yourself and in your relationship with your spouse, then you start listening more to your gut, because nothing makes sense at all. And so you have to start again, you know, thinking, you know, it doesn't make sense because it's not right. It's not true. So you have to have the confidence and to trust what you're thinking is correct.
All right. Very good. So when you got to the point, well, let me first ask you, is there anything else that you can think of that you did to help restore the trust? I mean, I know you started to, you know, work out and,
spend time with friends and
so all that's helpful with you know, being in a comfortable place and with friends and things like that, and you're confident around them and that right. sort of thing. Is that what you accomplish by doing that?
Yeah, I think so. And then, as I said, a routine and a sense of security. I think anything that gave me a sense of safeness helped, because I lost all my security, and because you were acting so different, I didn't have that at home. And so other things on the outside that gave me a safe a sense of being safe helped.
We hope you were able to get some benefit from this brief audio that we provided for you today. And there's just so much more to the whole trust building process. And if you're struggling with trust after the affair, you might want to check out our book that we just released called Journey to Trust, Rebuilding Trust After the Affair. So everybody, please take care. And good luck to you as you move forward. Bye-bye.